Greyhead Clan was 7-4 winners over Fife Flyers, and here to talk to me about it is Chris Frank, the D-man. Chris, 7-4, good result, everyone happy?
Yeah, there was definitely some lapses that we had in our game in the first period, a couple here and there, but I think those are easy to clean up since they were self-inflicted, but getting the result was good.
I've got to ask you about the fight with Matt Nickerson.
Sure.
Something happened at the end of the second period. There was a bit of a coming together. Then it seemed the start of the third period. It's like the film Goon. Yeah. The two of you just threw the gloves down and went for it. Was there a look or something that where the two of you just decided we're going
to
do this?
Last couple of games, we've been asking each other to go from time to time, but for whatever reason, it wasn't the right time for myself or for him. You always try to think about if it's a good situation for the team, so... it seemed like it was a good time at that time, yeah.
Certainly got the crowd on their feet anyway. Both sets of fans were cheering both players.
Yeah, the fans, well, Fife fans and the Purple Army, you know, they're a pretty rowdy group. So it was, especially with the rivalry, it's always good when the fans get into it.
Now, that result tonight, that gives you a bit of a boost going into the game tomorrow at Fife. I was talking to Matt Tow earlier. He says it's one of the hardest places to go to in this league. Would you agree with that, and how do you keep that momentum going?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult arena. Those guys, they have a good team over there. They play real well. They have some really talented players, and I imagine last time we were there was a sellout, so I would expect the same thing. They'll have a lot of momentum and a lot to prove after tonight, so it'll be a tough battle.
The Scottish derbies, I think we spoke during the week, they seem to be a lot more intense, especially with the Fife guys as well.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. It's my first time experiencing it, obviously, and they're easy games to get up for and play.
Good spread of goals tonight as well. Joe Cullen, the new boy coming in, that's him, 3 goals in 3 games. That's an impressive start to his career here.
Yeah, I mean, I said it last week, that he's just a real solid player. He's got the proven track record. Everywhere he's played, he's been solid, and he's definitely a guy you can depend on.
Losing those 2 goals in the first few minutes must have been a shock for you, to say the least. Would you come back the same way if it happened tomorrow night?
I mean, definitely wasn't the start we want to have ever, especially at home. But we have a team, especially the forwards, who are so gifted and talented up front that, you know, yeah, it was a tough start, but we never really worried about what was going to happen the rest of the game. Just kind of dug down, and the guys performed well, came back and scratched our way back.
Now, that was part one of the doubleheader. Part two is coming tomorrow. Is there going to be part two between you and Nickerson?
I have no idea. I don't worry about that stuff. As long as we get going tomorrow in Fife and have a good game and get the win, that's all that really matters.
Thanks very much, Chris.
No worries.